Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. And in the studio with me this morning, I have Chef Anthony from the Business Coalition for
Veterans. Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm so glad he's here. And then he's brought along a very nice lady by the name of Sadonna Manful. She's the general manager of Jack Rabbit Run. And you guys have a golf fundraiser tournament coming up.
Yes, we
do. Who wants to talk first?
Yes, we do. Hey, happy Sunday, folks. This is Chef Anthony here. We have an amazing, amazing opportunity for our community to once again support our veterans. This has been going on probably for 3 to 4 years in the making, and it's finally going to happen. Jackrabbit Run is going to put together a golf tournament for our veterans to raise money for BCV. And our general manager, Sadonna, has taken the bull by the horns, and she's organized everything for us. And it's just a joy to have people in our community who get the vision of BCV and why it's important to support our veterans. One day in Hy-Vee, she came up to me and talked to me, and she said, my dad was a veteran, and I want to give back. And so we've been working on this for several years, and it's just it's a dream come true for me. To do something like this, way beyond the scope of what I've ever done before. And thanks to many, many prayers, Sadonna has stepped forward and she wants to share a few things with you. Sadonna.
Thank you so much, Chef. Well, again, good Sunday morning to everyone. We at Jackrabbit Run are just so excited and honored to be hosting the inaugural Business Coalition for Veterans Golf Fundraiser Tournament. This is going to be a four-person scramble. Anybody and everybody is welcome to play. Your team entry would be $400 per team. That is going to cover your golf cart. You're going to be able to hit range balls. We're going to feed you an amazing lunch when you're finished. You get a couple drink tickets to go along with that as well. The tournament is coming up here on Sunday, September 15th. We can only take a limited number of teams, so I would really encourage everyone to get signed up as soon as possible. The best way to sign up for this tournament is to visit our website at jackrabbitrungolf.com. And when you log on there, there's going to be a really neat poster that pops up about the tournament. It's got lots of information. And if you just click on that poster, it's going to take you right to the site where you can register online. Chef Anthony has given me a lot of credit, but he has actually done a lot of work on this so far. So
we got a lot of sponsors. We got all our whole sponsors taken care of. We got drink sponsors. We have really nice raffle prize sponsors. And what we are seeking, folks, still, we are seeking flag prizes. So if you're a business owner and you got gift certificates or you have a service you'd like to provide and we can get something from you to give to the golfers, as whoever wins that hole gets the flag prize, it would really make things really, really special for us and complete, because that's the last thing we need to do. You need to sign up. So we need folks coming out, having a blast. This is not a really, really competitive event. We're honoring our veterans. We're going to open with a military-style opening ceremony like I always do. And we're just out there to have fun. If we can get some veterans to step forward who want to play, who either don't know how to play or always wanted to play, or even if you play and you are a veteran, we would like to adopt you for the day and pair you up with a team and just go out there and have a fun time.
How do they do that?
Well, you can get
people adopt a veteran.
You could, you will show up, but you could get a hold of me at Business Coalition for Veterans on Facebook page. You got to type it out. You can give me a call, 308-227-8018. Text me or call me. And I'm sure even at the golf course, if you want to get a hold of the golf course, you can tell them, hey, I'm a veteran and I want to play, and we'll get you together with a team.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to have as many veterans out there, even in just to come out and have a little bit of social time while the tournament's going on. We would welcome everyone. For those businesses out there that are interested in helping out the cause, maybe you're not the type of business in town that necessarily has gift certificates or something that works for you to offer as a flag prize. You could help us out with being a meal sponsor. You could help us out with some cart sponsorship.
Awesome.
And all of those funds, all the proceeds that we raise are going to go to the Business Coalition for Veterans. I know Chef Anthony just works tremendously hard here in the community. community and has helped so many people. And, you know, there's a lot of great causes out there, folks, but, you know, our veterans, I mean, we really owe these people just a tremendous amount of respect and care. And this is just kind of the way to show some love for them on one day. Now, those of you that enter golf tournaments, you maybe have played in one of those where, you know, if you hit a hole in one on a certain hole, you can win a car.
We got some great stuff, folks. This is awesome.
Yeah. So one of the holes out there that day, a hole in one. Yes, you can drive away with a brand new car from Roe Buick. Also, American Family Insurance has stepped up. And how many golf tournaments do you go to where there are multiple major prizes?
Brian Majera and his crew got these upcoming prizes. He's got one for a hole in one is a year's worth of Omaha Steaks. Now, that's just like, can I just take this and then we go on from there? But no, we can't do that.
Yeah, we've got another one, $10,000 cash prize for a hole-in-one, Visa card for a hole-in-one. Now, the only caveat here is you professional golfers out there, you are more than welcome to come out and golf in this tournament. But
you can't hit a hole-in-one, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're the pros. So these great prizes are reserved for the non-professionals, but you can still capitalize on flag prizes and maybe even walk away being the winner of this tournament.
And just supporting our veterans, it's so important. We got people that are just in prayer because so many veterans live a very sheltered life.
Yeah.
And just yesterday, I'm working with a veteran who was going to be homeless, and we're going to be moving him into the Grandview Apartments. And yesterday we picked up his cat. We adopted a cat for him 14 months ago because he was all alone, and they've bonded really well together. And just yesterday we picked her up from the veterinarian. Grandview would not allow front paw claws, so we had Beatrice declawed. And I have the pictures were sent to me today when they first got together at the hospital, and she was just all over him, and it was wonderful to see. And that's because you folks support the work of BCV that we can pay these kind of bills and we have money when it's needed. So thank you so much, folks.
What a gift.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, again, so just go onto our website at jackrabbitrungolf.com. Sign up is right there. If you have any questions or anything that I can answer for you about the golf tournament, check in with me out at Jackrabbit Run. Our phone number is 308-385-5340. Again, let's get these teams signed up quick. This tournament is definitely going to fill, and let's help our local veterans right here in town. Right.
So we're checking in at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. 7:30 for an 8:30 a.m. shotgun tournament. And again, that is on Sunday, September 15th.
And we're thinking it's going to go like till 2 o'clock?
Well, it just depends on how quick these golfers go, but we allow a little bit of extra time for these scrambles, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
What is the deadline to register?
You know, I would say the very latest, September 13th.
That's a Friday before.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're going to be full before then, folks. So don't wait. Let's get these teams signed up, and it's going to be a blast.
And if you're an individual that you don't have a team, just register, and she'll get you together with other members that are out there, and we'll put together a team for you. So,
oh, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
All right, let's Oreo cookie this. Tell us again. This is a golf fundraiser. Right?
We're calling it the End of Summer Golf Classic for Business Coalition for Veterans. Mm-hmm. It's our first year doing this.
Fantastic.
So, like I said, we're hoping to do this every year.
We're hoping to raise a lot of money for local veterans on Sunday, September 15th. Please join, help sponsor, contact me out at the course.
Spread the word.
Run.
Spread the word, folks. If you don't golf, you know golfers, let them know. Share.
Share.
Yeah.
And this program, you know, that we play every Sunday, that we do every Sunday, is also going to be on our website at 1077theallen.com Monday. So you'll be able to share that and share this interview so people can hear about what's going on, okay?
Awesome.
All right. So thank you so much for having me. And
well, I am
Chef
grateful that we, I always love having Chef in here. He's just so much fun.
He is.
And it's nice to meet
every
you,
little breeze seems to whisper Louise, the birds in the trees, they sing melodies. I love you.
He could have fit in with Frank Sinatra.
Love you, folks.
Easily.
I appreciate all your support. Stay strong. Stay Nebraska strong. God
That's
bless.
Right. And to our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in this morning to the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.
How long did we go?